and other chametz which is inedible. That's our topic for right now. Okay. So we mentioned that yesterday about the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, he quotes a Pri Chodesh in Yeruday, we quote a Pri Chodesh here in our Chaim, who says whatever is inedible is mutter. And we deny Akshavei. The Rosh said Akshavei, but the Pri Chodesh, we pass like the Ran, who denies Akshavei. He denies it. And the question becomes, what about these other funny examples of things which exist? So let's turn our attention to the Rosh, who discusses things which are inedible, or the like. And then we'll, by emphasizing the Rosh, we'll then turn to the Rambam, which we all have in the back, I hope, and then the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just go in order. So Rabbosai, we read yesterday, for those who may not have been here, the whole Sugya of Mem Hei, which directly relates to these inyanim. We started seeing the Rosh. Let's start the Rosh Shimon Dalet. Tanya b'Tosefta, Hakilo of Aispunis for Atiya Shinosu Masocha Kemach Ein Sarav Levor. Okay, these various items which you don't have to burn. Okay, the Rambam quotes these things. It's all quoted from the Rambam. The Rosh quotes the Rambam. Chutz of the Rambam, Kavdal Alocha Yud Beitz, Dovah Shinasarav Bo Chometz, Ve'ein Machal Odom Klal. Going out. Tarika, the Chayotibo, Afal Pisha Mutal the Kaimo, also the Oklo, Al the Akara Pesach, Afal Pisha Ainbo, Menachomet El Kolshu, certain things, which is Eino Machal Odom Klal, going to Tarika. To see what this means, Eino Machal Odom Klal. So look on the bottom, it says, El Lerufu. It's for Rufu purposes. Now, where does it say that? I'm not sure if the Rambam exists in the back. We'll look at the Ein Mishpat Amole and Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Dalet. Unfortunately, all these halachas are cut out. Some halachas are there, but much is cut out. Let's see what's here first. What everybody has, okay? What we all have, Rabbosai, is halacha Ches and Tes, and then it just goes blank because it's not based on Shas Bavli, it's based on Tosefta, it's not in the Ein Mishpat. Let's read halacha Ches and Tes in Rambam. We'll see. We'll open the Shulchan Aruch in a minute and see how he fills in those blanks. Here, Rabbi said, please, we don't mind. Everyone have the Rambam in the back? Terov is Chomet, Ovalov Bayer, Mishum Bayer, Ovay and Matze. Like Rashi against Rabbi Natan. Gives examples. Sheikh Ramadi, etc. Abu Dovar, Sheyesh Bo Tarovis. And again, Midvorm Hanea Cholim. You know, while you're doing this, open the Shulchan Aruch. The words are almost the same. Tof Mem Bey Sephalim. Triggered my memory is the word Dvorm Hanea Cholim. That was the last sheet of Rambam Kompas I asked you to do until the words. And today's Ma'amakom was yesterday's. We're going to complete the second half of the Sif Aleph. Okay? Avol. Dovah Shiesh Bo Tarobas Chomets Ve'ein Oroi La'achila. Ve'ein Oroi La'achila. Continues the Rambam. Hareza Mutal L'Kamu B'Pesach. It's found verbatim in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Sif Aleph. Ketzad. This is found with some changes in Shulchan Aruch. Arevas ho'avdonin shenosin l'tocho kemach v'orvas afilu nostu sho'achas konu sh'as abiyah arezah mutal l'kaimu v'lo nosin l'orvas v'nosin l'kemach konu shloshim yom sh'as abiyah mutal l'kaimu sh'arei nifsad v'hivish toch shloshim yom chayav levar. And this is found over here as well in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Mem Beis at the end of Sif Aleph. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes on, which you don't have. It's found in the Rambam, but it's not found in your Ein Mishpat Amoleh. So open up to the Shulchan Aruch, please, and right over here. V'chein Kilo. The word Kilo, again, unfortunately, is left out of the Ein Mishpat Amoleh because it's not based on the Gemara. It's only from Shas Bavli. It's found in the Tosefta. I'm going to read it to you from the Rambam as you're reading it to from the Shulchan Aruch. So you have the words are somewhat different. I'm now starting halacha yud for both sides. Now with halacha tes, v'chein akilor v'aretia v'yoismunis v'atariak shenosim l'socha chometz muter l'kaima v'pesach. Why? So when the Rosh quoted this, you all saw it in the Rosh. He quoted from the Rambam, right? Didn't tell you why. Hear the magic words. Sharei nifsad tsuras hachometz. Those magic words are taken directly from the Rambam. Nifsada Tzuras HaChametz. What does that mean? What does that mean? What are the words? We're not completely sure. Let's just complete it. I'm reading from the Rambam. You read from the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to read now Halacha Yud Aleph. You read Siv Beis. Hapas Atzma She'ipsha V'Nifsla Milecha La'Kelet. It means until now, when it said before in Halacha and Siv Aleph, Ein Aror La'Chila. He meant Ein Aror La'Chila as Adam. Adam, right? That's the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hay. Look inside it quickly. Ein Aror La'Chila V'Lo Gazvina Dilma Asa LeMeichel Came and She'Ein Aror La'Chila Klal Mitachila as Adam. Mashenkin chometz nukshe b'ror lachilu ptsas also lash also you can eat it. It's not so delicious, but it is more edible la'adam than are these things found over here. Let's go on again in Siv Beis and Halacha Yud Aleph. The nifsla milechol akelev umelugma shen nisricha. That's also here in the Rush. Eino tsarach levar. That's the Rambam's lashon, and the lashon of the Eino chayav levar. Fine. Verbatim. Siv Gimel, which is also found in Halacha Yud Aleph on the Rambam, Begadim Shekibsu also Bechelev Chita, Bechein Niyaros Shedibku also Bechametz, Bechol Kayotze Bezeh, Mutal Lekayma Bepesach. Why? So the reason is She'ein Suras HaChametz Omedes. This sounds very much similar, which is in the top line of the Shulchan Aruch here, showing Nifsad Tzuras HaChametz, right? It's basically the same word, Tzuras HaChametz, is not there, right? There it says it's lost, here it says it does not stand. Okay? Seems very, very, very similar. Very similar. Now, Siv Dalet, is Rama Halacha Yud Beis. Dova Shinis Arif HaChametz, Ve'eno Machal Odom Klal, Oh, She'eno Machal Kol Odom, Gona Tariak v'chayotzilo. Now Tariak was quoted already earlier in Sif Aleph. What do you mean? Ainu machal kolim. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kot Lachov. Rak lecholim. That's what it says in the bottom of the Rush. Ainu machal klal el lerefua. Because you see, unfortunately, the Rush and the Torah following didn't slice up the Rambam. Didn't quote it. He left out a few phrases, right? When the Rush quoted the Rambam. He left out the phrase, do you have your own Shulchan Aruch? Because the Rabbi also kind of put it back again, right? That's right. That means presumably it's the refuah. Afal pi shemut lekaimo, also liochlo ad achara pesach. The afal pi she'ein bo min achametz al kolshu, habeza also liochlo. Again, all the Shulchan Aruch is coming from the Rambam. With me, these halachas, Sifm Aleph through Dala, come from the Rambam, in Perek Dala, Luchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Ches through Yud Beis. Okay, that's basically the same thing. The Mechaber, the Rambam, of course, is there. Adka. The question is, what's going on? What is this all about? What? Why is it this way? That's the question. Good question. So, it's interesting. The Rambam, in asking so many of these things, we also have to take into account, Rabbi Osai, the sugya in Mem Hei Amud Beis. Right, Rabbi Osai, have a look at the Gemara, just to refresh our memories. It's also in the Rosh, but see it in the Gemara. You weren't here to see the Gemara yesterday, so if you see it at least a little bit. On Mem Hei Amud Beis, after all these other things that I found over here, it talks about over here. First white line. Kupa sa'ar shi'ichta li yeshiva batla. Tov paneh betit. A whole story. This is found, Rabbi Osai, in the Rambam Halacha Tes. And this is Shulchan Aruch Halacha Yud Aleph. Halacha Tes. Not really found. It's not quite true. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. It's in Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. No wonder. Perek Beis, you know, this you should have. Look in the back. Mishpat Hamelech should be there. Perek Beis Halacha Tes. No, it can't be. Where did you quote? Excuse me one second. Halacha Tes. Perek Beis. Something a little bit wrong over here. Okay, we'll figure it out. But the Halach, we can Sif Yud Aleph and certainly see in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Yud Aleph. Also not Beferish. This Gemara of Toch Betit, which we'll discuss at some length, is not found. I cannot find it Beferish, not around, not in Shulchan Aruch at the present time. If you find it later, we'll discuss exactly what it is. Okay. Now, Rabosai, the question becomes, what is this Kilor story? What is this all about? So we started looking at the Prichodesh yesterday. I'm going to read you a little bit more. It's Prichodesh of Stav, Rabosai, in Simen Tov Mem Beis, Sif Tes. Tov Mem Beis, Sif Tes. Here it is. I was looking for before. You have Chometz, two cases. This is Apesh, is case one. What's the second case? Oshe Yichado liyeshiva v'toch osa betit. That's my main base. Mutter lekaimo b'pesach. Now what's the reason? What's the reason? Why? Why is it? Why? Look at Mishnah Berurah Membeis, believe it or not. Toch osa betit. V'zeh mahani afilu lo nifsal ha-chometz me'achila. It's edible. V'atam should the bitle ayadezeh mishem ochel. You mevatle from shem ochel rabosai. You canceled the shem ochel rabosai on his food. Wow. With these kinds of situations, rabosai, obviously you can't eat this. No one say you're allowed to eat this chas v'shalom. Not only that, but if you eat it, oh boy. What if you decide to go into this kupas or decide you want to eat it? What's going to happen then? Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel, Bachil Asa B'Derabbanan, Alachar HaPesach, says the Ayin Beis Nishar HaTzir, Taz, V'nira da Taz lo koi rak al chomet shen is apesh al shiv srofo v'chule, v'lo al yichto al yeshiva, da chomet shen b'fnim shal hakupis, halaror al achila, v'rak tenin bir p'taru mishum shebitlo, you will mevat it from Shem Ochel, and you were tough betit, you're not going to come to eat it. So therefore, once you did bitl, you don't do beer. But to eat it, chas v'shalom? Chas v'shalom, it's a koris, presumably, if you ate it. That's what the Sharat Sim writes over here in Sivkota, Ayin Beis. Fine. But what will happen if you mix it in with inedible items? We took, that's the whole sim. Simon is taught, you're mixing things in with inedible items. Please. I'll read you some highlights here. Okay. So, Rabosai, these cases. Can't eat it because it's edible. Chas shalt eat it. You mean chayav koris, pshuta. Okay, and it's still edible, technically speaking. Yeah, people do things they're not gonna want to eat it. And if they mixed in dvarim morim, so the lashon of the prichodesh is: can you separate it or can you not separate it? If you can't separate it, as one din. If not, as another din. On this basis, I want to share, finally, we spoke about this once before, a long time ago, the story of denatured alcohol. I'll give you two sources. Mikroy Kodesh. Mikroy Kodesh writes in Simon Nundal as follows. What are the denatured alcohol products? He writes, there were certain alcohol products to avoid, you don't have to pay taxes if it's not drinkable. To make sure they didn't drink it, what do they do? The government, he's talking about the Turkish government. Now look, the Turkish government. This is pre-1917. Can you imagine that? See, Pesach was writing pre-1917. Ottoman Empire. What he says, Turkish government. We put in a psalm, Shemekal Kalatam, V'yesh lo reach ra, it stinks, it's bad smell, bad taste. You can't drink it this way. So the question, what do you do on Pesach? What do you do? So he writes it's false. His bonanti, they chemicalim. Anybody? Chemicalim? Alright. Evshala hafrid is a dover apogim amur vas spirit, you call, you know, the alcohol. Yahzivya noki kivarishali, rather shtia. It should be us, sir. Because all the mafarshim say it's only a bra, it's only gonna be permissible if it was mixed in with something which is mar, which is indivisible. You can no longer separate. Here you can't separate. Number one. Number two. That's what's the finest for me. Kutra's Divrei Hillel, something posek. He says, even though they put moved in the Sama Mazik, Olo nifsal the Gamay Mishtiya, Ubeinenu Rainu Kiahamon Hagas Shoshla Spirit Zeh below Shum Tikkun at all. Remember Baron Soloveitchik was telling me that he saw that the Bowery bums, the drunkards would drink the aftershave. So he also was macha for this reason. There are two different reasons. A, because even the plain person can distill it or put chemicals and make something good out of it. And B, the hamon agast, have it as it is. Yeah.
I don't know what it was like with the denatured alcohol in when he was writing, but today it's 100% poisonous, and a person will drink it, they'll likely die or be seriously disabled for the rest of their life. It's not something, maybe like mouthwash or something like that, but any sort of cleaning solution or cosmetic, the alcohol they put in.
Perfume
also, yeah.
It kill you?
It can.
Aftershave?
I assume it's the same thing.
Okay.
Even a very small amount.
Wow. They mean business. The feds mean business, Rabbi Isaac. These are not the Ottomans.
And I did a little bit of research earlier in the year. It would cost several $100,000 to get the chemical stuff necessary to separate everything out.
$700,000?
Several hundred. It would be very expensive.
Okay.
They probably weren't doing like such. It sounds like they were just putting in some sort of like something to make it taste bad. But today they put in the denatured alcohol is
okay. I'm glad to hear that. So it comes along over here. This
the
is what.
The paper's on Hebrew books, by the way. I found that it's on
Kuntra's
TV. Oh, you hear that?
Yeah.
I think you can put me out the paper. Okay, good. So here, thank you. In footnote number three, this is with my Chief Pesach's grandson, obviously many years later, long after 1917, that's for sure. So he says as follows. Footnote three. Chacham Echad Heir. Vikupa Sa'ar Shifta Yeshiva, Sokan of Hamid Beis, Imtach Poner Betit Betela, Shulchan Aruch Sif Tes, he puts it together with Chomet Shinis Apesh Shin Sarfa Beish Venechra. Says, footnote 3, no. Diri HaMachaba U'inyan B'kaimu B'Pesach, only you shouldn't have to throw it out. But as far as having any kind of a Hanor or a Chiyud, absolutely be prohibited. True. The Taz says that it's Mutabano. It says, no, we quote our Sharatim. Taz only said with respect to this Apesh, not the Yichlo the Yeshiva. Why? Again, because it could be separated out, or it could be changed, or it never was completely, irrevocably becoming completely inedible. Fine. This is a very important yourself. I have to tell you, Rabosai, Achidish Nifla Menor and Chazanish. It's a mind-boggling Achidish. I read the words because you're not going to believe if I tell you. It's in Simen Kuf Tezayin Sif Cotton Head. Writes as follows: Chometz Shabitlo Liyeshiva After Tocho Betit Im Chozav Acholo Osim and Atayra Kevin Shen Shem Kilgo Betiras Fas. Same as the shame as the Sharatim. Okay, Teda. Shein Avela Shenisrucho Einis V'Lo Ochla Avodah Zarah Sanach V'Zayim V'Beis No Stan Lav Gam He thinks it's Heter Gomer, like the Frichodesh, not like the Rosh of Achshavei. Ve'al kocha, kocha, shiny, sha'chomets b'tzuras ha'omeid. Ela sha'odim yichlo li'yeshiva, v'kol sheba, odim ve'ochlo shavdin ochel, im kena din nosin shir chayav kais. That's what I would have said. Okay, that's conventional wisdom. Look at his next phrase. It's mind-boggling. Listen to this. It's unbelievable. Umiyu, efsha. He almost says it's an efsha, but even as an efsha, it's mind-boggling. Kevan de ein chomets ela mehemine dogon, as we well know. The kevan de nizbatel shoachas miden ochel. It lost the status of ochel halachically. Ki chazar venas ochel, havikin notzar ochel meatzmo. V'lo choshiv kemin dogon. Ben yisar achilos ela bederabonim. Now catch this, as you're falling off your chairs, hold on tight to the sides. Ve'emshar tavikichitim sheyardu min hashamayim. It lost its status of a wheat product and now came out from shamayim. Miu afim yisrach alosim in a Torah. You can say you don't need a mechitza because both the Torah is ochel. You're not afraid to eat it. Okay, but that havamin to me is so amazing, quite amazing. Quite amazing. That's what he says. That's what he says. Okay. I'm going to go a little bit further in this important opinion. Here, in Sitkosh and Zion, Chazesh, which is almost the opposite. He wants to know, what's the din of an Isser Achila Nifsal Me'odah? Is it also with Rabbanon? What about Chometz? This is the Kelev before Pesach. Eat it on Pesach with the Rabbanon. Yes or no? Then the first thing is a Mefurash of Prichodesh Eredei Kluv Gimel, the Mutter, which we said a Prichodesh is over here as well. He doesn't know from Achshavei. And the Mishchazesh is not sympathetic to Achshavei. Not at all. Even though the Rosh said it. What about Chometz? Quote the Taz and Mogon Avram, quote the Trumas Adeshen, the Aser. You do say Achshavei. So the question is, why should we say Achshavei? He tries to make the Noma Chloikas, because otherwise it would be a steer in the Taz. Prichosh is Mekel by both, but the Taz seems to be Mekel in Yerodea Machmer Narachayim. Efshad the Chometz ain't, listen to this again, this is all, the Chometz was such a goy, and he saw things that no one else can see. Look what he says over here. The other way. Efshad the Chometz ain't Sarech Sibar Rishona Ostroso. Sounds almost philosophical. Chometz does not need some kind of a siba rishona, some first cause to make it us. Hilchach, hasha de ochlo, havik ochlo chometz, kevan shav sirchon eino moni mila ochlo. Look, you can eat it no matter how bad it stinks. So you overcame that. So you're over because of midrabon, because of achshavei. Fine. Avon de vela, kevan shav nisrucha, poka yisura. Because objectively it's inedible. V'chi achshava havika afra shenepach lebasar. You took dirt and you made it into meat. Alchemy. V'ein basar zeh ton shchita. V'ein gavishu nevela. This is wild. You go the other way. First we thought that when it came to chometz, what did he say? It lost its shame in Dagon. It came from Shammai. Now he said, no, Chometz is not really a Sibur Rishon. But Nevela is a Sibur Rishon, and it turned to dust. There's no way it's a Nevela. It's almost in the opposite direction. But that's what he suggests over here in Sivkoton Zion. Quite remarkable. And now he comes to talk about medicines. This is in Sivkoton Ches. Tablos Refua, Shemu'ura ben Kemach, in Ein Mu'ura ben Mayim, Rak Mei Peris. Ain't there mishum chometz? No water? Okay. The mura ve'mayim, yesh ben mishum chometz nukshe. He considered to be a problem of nukshe. Hold on. V'mehem isyavshos yovesh gomor kodem sh'nischamtzu, became completely dry before it became chometz. Efshar she'enon chometz. Never became chometz in the first place. Because what's chometz nukshe? If chometz nukshe is, it was never edible. See? Okay. Maybe it's not chometz at all. Aval kol shemu urav mayim me peres yodano shiurun with the mar lachmitz. Fine. In hem urav im dvarim shen we in lachilas adam. Yeah. Ein bahemishim chametz ki the nifsu me achilas adam. Why? Keywords. Kevan di'efshar lahafrid hakemach. He also agrees that you can separate it out. I'm not sure if it means hundreds of thousands of dollars of machinery. But if we separate it out fairly easily, it's a problem. And he points out, you can't separate it over here. But it's another precondition. Gam eino roi lechamea bo. Rabosai. If it can be mechamea, then it's called maybe sa'or. Sa'or is also to be maybe even if it's nisam mechilas kelim. This cannot be mechamea bo. Umuto lebolon bepesam the refua. You're allowed to swallow it for refua. The af, Rabosai. Lemay the mashmir me'achronim zal. The lechol lechatchila oser afilu chamash nifsum achilas kelef. That's the achshadei of the Russian turn achronim, which he doesn't like. But even according to them, mikomakom ayde taroves shard vara mutter lo shayach kan achshavei. The daito al hastamim. He wants the medicinal part, which is now chametz. Even though the pill part is chametz, you don't say achshavei. This is amazing. Does everyone agree to this? So I want to show you over here, and Rav Shlomo is out. Halicha Shlomo. Halicha Shlomo. Both sides, very important. Halicha Shlomo. Perek Dalet, those who want to look it up later on, Siv Vov. The Perek Dalet and Siv Vov, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as follows. Page Samach Zayin. Gululos Shebolim also in the Refuah. V'yeshem tarovas chometz nukshe, mutaros af l'chole she'ein bo sakon. That's on top, the one line on top. Footnote 21. He writes, Ay, achshavei? No. You don't say achshavei if it's for refuah. When did Rabbi Shlomo Zalman say this? In Tuf Reish Tzadi Hei. 1935, the young man, and I was reprinted in Michal Shlomo Tinyan. Lo Shayach, but Trufas, Tamad Achshavei, Shadavik Afra Bialma. Okay? Who else said so? Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Chelik Beis, Simon Tzadi Beis. Take the Shem Refua, not Lamazon. Ein Svara Kla Loma the Achshavei. And therefore, as Chomets in the medicine, doesn't make a difference. Ad Khan, what the two Gedolim said at that point in time. Later on, in Mincha Shlomo Kama, it was written years later, Simon Yud Zayin, Sipkot Nalef, he says, no, he's not sure, we shouldn't say Achshav, maybe we should say Achshav. He gives two other reasons to be Matrix. One, it's Shalom Kiderach Achilim. The swallow is Loma Derach Achilim. Two, is it's made only to swallow, not talking about chewables. It's made only to swallow. It's poka shame, poka mimenu shame ochel. It's not labeled as an ochel whatsoever. That's what Shlomo Zalman suggests. Then he adds in Siv Zayin, kadur metzitza, a sucking pill, in kamus hechamet shebo muetas ma'od, only a small amount of chametz, umureves in dvarim barim, it's mixed with bitter things. What's this all about? What's all this posture? What's he saying over here, Abose? What's he saying? He's saying as follows. He explains footnote 39. That even Rabosai, even according to what he said in Mincha Shlomo Kama, that you say Achshavei against what he said in 1935. So didan shakamus mu'etes ma'od b'tocha taroves ein loma di Achshavei. That's why he added those extra words. Kamus mu'etes ma'od. He shouldn't say Achshavei. Once we're here in Rav Shlomo Zalman, Sif Yud Aleph, sabon rochza shesh b'taroves chametz m'drom charifin. You have a washing soap, right? Which has chametz with other sharp things. Mutal hashoso ulishtam shel pesach. You can use it on Pesach. What? It's not a food at all. Nifsal achilas kelev. You don't say sicha kishtia, but as far as Akshar is concerned, as if you look in footnote 63, he explains it. He explains it. Now, I have one problem over here. In Sitkon Tezayin, he writes as follows. A whole arichus. Then he says as follows. Shar mine tamrukim sheyitochen, not like so. Sheyesh mehem sheeinem psulim me'achilas kelev. Yesh livdo kadova karol. V'chol shesh v'chashash chometz haror l'achilas kelev. Yichlelenu im chometz haninko l'nochut. If it's roar the kelev, what's tamru? How are you trying to, what's tamru give me? It's in Pesach Megillas Esther. Cosmetics, no? Yeah. Or
cosmetics.
Right? Does he mean solid cosmetics? Roar the kelev? I thought he meant more like perfumes. That's what I thought he meant. Again, I don't know exactly what he's driving at. He quotes it from Kisvei HaTalmidim. And beyond that, didn't we say before, as long as it's nifsal before Pesach, it's enough to be nifsal me'achilas Adam. You don't nifsal need nifsal me'achilas Kelev. It's only bit Pesach nifsal me'achilas Kelev, not before Pesach. I'm just bring it to your attention. So Narabosai, there is an important Mogel Avraham, which I asked for the seats of the Marma Comics, and it's in Simon Tuffman Beis, it's Cotton Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah left it out. That's why I couldn't show it to you. I never like to bother with Mogel Avraham, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but he left it out, and I will quote you a source who says he left it out advisedly, not by mistake. Because the Mishnah Berurah is almost always quoting Mogel Avraham. He left it out because he had a reason for it, a method to it. But this is in Tuffman Beis, it's Cotton Beis, in Mogel Avraham. You have a Mishnah Berurah, you have a Shulchan Aruch, but you don't have the Mogel Avraham in front of you. I read it to you. It's a very short citation. There's no need to. Very short. Very, very short. Okay. The Mechaber says over here, the end of Sif Aleph, it says, this is where we start today's Marmakomas. We had the first name of Sif Aleph was last Marmakomas, till Dvarma Nacholos. Rambam spoke. Avol Dover Shiyesh Bo Tarobis Chometz Venerol Achilu. Says the Mogen Avraham on that, the Havalei Kinukshe Ayadei Tarovis. Look at the Magen Mishnah Sof Perek Dal Alocha Yud Aleph, and look at what Liel and Sipkot Nalf. So he's passing over here. It's Nukshe Ayadei Tarovis, and Nukshe Ayadei Tarovis is mutter to keep it on Pesach. But that's not the reason it's given in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. The reason given in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is Shrei Nifsuda Tzura Sachametz. So the Mogen Avraham presumably understood, what do you mean Nifsuda Tzura Sachametz? It's Nukshe De Terovs. That's the Mogen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah left it out. Nonetheless, even though he left it out, you look and put the Simen Tov Mem Zayin, it's all old stuff. Sharatzian Tzidkot Kuf Pei Dalet. They both say, please turn. Tov Mem Zayin, Sharatzian Kuf Pei Dalet. It's on page 56, the last line. The nukshar de tarobes l'chula alma muta l'shoso u'kanal b'reish simentof membeis. Ironically, in reish simentof membeis, the Mishnah Berurah never said it. How do I know all these things? But we'll be sharing you now for the rest of today's shiur, which is only a few minutes, and most of tomorrow's shiur comes from a gewaldige sefer I can't show it to you. Not because I'm spiteful. I just can't. Well, I can't, huh? It's in the library, I can't get it out. It is the fancy Mishnah Berurahs. The Ovos V'Hod Mishnah Berurahs. They have, you know, volume Hay. This is the first volume of volume Hay of Chelek Hay. And he has a gewaldige Zach on this, on all these inyan. But I couldn't find it. You know anybody who owns it? Look around the basement, I couldn't find anyone to have it. There it's on reference, I can't get it out. So, if you want to look up what I'm saying in Shia now and tomorrow, that's where you should look. And not Mishnah Berurah. He points out ironically. Here he quotes in Sharatzin Kuf Pei Dalet, but back over here in Tough Mem Beis, when all he had to do was quote the Mogen Avraham, he failed to do so. He didn't quote the Mogen Avraham. And the question is, if he didn't quote it, why didn't he quote it? Why didn't he quote it? Should have quoted it. Should have quoted it. Strange. Now, all this, Rabbosai, is before Pesach. What about on Pesach? Take a look at the Mishnah Brura. Tof Mem Zayin, Sifkotan Tesvav. Please turn. Tof Mem Zayin, Mishnah Brura, Sifkotan Tesvav. What does it say there? There it says, Chomesh and Esar B'Sheshol Salamala Adalayla and Osa B'Mashu. Fine. Within Chomesh Nuksha Tocha Pesach, on Pesach proper, Yesh Machmirin La Osa B'Mashu, Marai B'Taz, Lo Plug, Avodas Magan Avram, Dorabi Achronim, Kevin the Ainbel Chorus Chuli Alma, Udas Habe Poskim, Evo Ragisa de Rabbanon, Bottle b'shishim afilu tocha pesach. So the machlokes are both say chometz nukshe taroves on pesach. That's a machlokes on pesach. Bottle b'shishim or not? All right. Everyone wouldn't be enough to have a rove. In our case, the Magen Avraham says enough to have a rove because it's before pesach. Says the farshim on the Mishnah Berura were not. For the Magen Avraham, we'd explain all these dinim differently. What are the lashanas we have in Tav Mem Beis? Two different places. Nifsa Tzuras HaChametz, Ein Tzuras Chametz Omedes. Doesn't sound like it's Lukshadei Haruv. It sounds like it's something else. But what is it something else? What? So they quote Rabosa the Chazanish. Chazanish over here in Simon Kuf, Tes, Zayin, Sifkotan Zayin. The long Chazanish, some of it again is a little bit poetic, as often happens. Let's read the part we can understand on a simple level. On a simple level. Chazanish writes as follows. He writes like this. Was Nifsa the Tura Sachamat Shekhasa Rabbeinu, the Rambam? What did he mean? Hakavana Shanikva Okvar Litashmish Babikakupa Sa'or Shatoch Poner Betit. It was set aside for sitting purposes. Oh, Shanifsala La'oda. Or in the alternative, nifsala la'ala. It's nifsala me'achilasot. Oh yeah? So the Rambam, again, in Perek Dalet, says, nifsala turas achometz. And again, shein turas achometz omedes, says the Rambam, ein zetam, elo shekvar nifsala min hakelev. He gives two alternate interpretations. He doesn't learn a Rambam that way. It's either Nifsal Mikelev, or it's like Toch Petit Yichdol Yeshiva. Okay? Says the Chazanish as follows. Like this. Means one of two things. Nukshe means no. Lo Nigmar Chimutza is Nukshe. Enero Lachila Meikara is Nukshe. Here now, it's a different heter. Nivsa Tzuras HaChametz. What does it mean? It's Eino Roy. I'm thinking about Balabatish now. This is false. If Pas She'ipsha V'Roy LeKelev is Chayav Levayer. So how can this be worse than that? No. Hasim Hashem Deruyo L'Shocho Kedama B'Gemar Mamein Beis Antim Mechamei Stacheres. Aval Hocho K'shen Is'arei V'Achometz B'Dover HaMemais Kevan She'eino Ruyo L'Shocho B'teila. It's not Roar L'Chameres Sacheres. That's what he says. That's what the Chazanish writes at the very beginning of Simon Kufta Zayin. Sivkotan Zayin. That's what he says. And he goes further than that. And he says, this is false. Talks about cases, Rabbi Osai. Cases which are Eino roi la'achilas adam. That's the Rambam in Halacha Ches and Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, right? It's mutter like shar ma'cholas asuris, because the concept, the principle of roi la'chamea does not apply. That's how he also explains the kemach barevas avdonin in Sif Aleph. That's how he explains Rav Osai melugma in Sif Beis. Begodim Shekimsu Bechametz and Yesh Davka Bechametz in Sif Gimel and Dio in Sif Yud. In all those cases, he wants to say that it's a new heter. Nifsta Turas Achametz. And the Mishnah Brura Rabosai disagrees throughout. does not accept this new pshat. He's going with the Magen Avraham. So our time is up. Then tomorrow at 11:30 we'll continue learning this Chazon Ish, Kuf Tes Zayin, Sifkat Zayin, and learn more dinim in the Mishnah Brura, the Shaar HaTzion, and Simon Tov Mem Beis as well. Okay.